This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Coming up, as we said behind us, Texans All Access, as they will take you till 7 o'clock. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, and as Clint said, man, you got to listen to them. They have some nuggets, some real good nuggets there with them. And then after that, 7 to 11, the show that Chris Santiago generally is on. Area 45, they'll hold it down. Sean Bajani, I saw him walk past just a minute ago. He is in here ready to go. And Patrick Crate, they will hold it down for you guys as you stay tuned for things. All right, I want to go to this point here, about Jose Altuve, who is in spring training. If you missed our conversation with Will Kunkel, he expressed, "Nope, we watched it. He was out there playing in left field," and he spoke today to the media and talked a bit about where this started and how it started at the beginning. The first reason that they decided to go with this was mostly about Bregman. Here is Altuve speaking about the move and where it kind of originated from.
When did you guys start having like the conversation in earnest that this could be something?
After the season.
As he talked about after the season, and then he went on to say this, it kind of started with Alex Bregman and that decision.
No, in the beginning it was for Braggy, and then, you know, just keep the plan, I guess. And I'm trying not to make this a big deal of focus, go somewhere else than prepare for the season and win. So I think that's the main thing. You know, I want to get rid of this left field conversation, try to answer every question possible, and then just move on and start preparing for what we all care about, which is, you know, preparing for the season and start winning.
The part here, and we talked to Will as well, the part that is, as Will said, he believes it's going to happen. That's what Will said earlier when we spoke with him. And Clint, I think everybody kind of has to be on board with that. And I'm a bit surprised that this is still happening when Alex Bregman is not going to be a part of the team. Right? I'm a bit surprised to where it doesn't necessarily seem like there is a move that would force him from second base to the outfield. I'm surprised they are still kind of pushing this thing with Bregman out.
Look, I was totally in shock, if I'm being completely honest with you. I can't wrap my head around that being the best option for this baseball team is Altuve in left field. I just can't, at any point in time, right? I mean, it just blows my mind. Move Altuve to left field so you can then play Dubon at third and Isak Paredes at second. It's an interesting approach for me all the way around. But like I said earlier, I think Robert Flores of MLB Network came on late last week and you know, he made a kind of a comment in passing. To be clear, he's not real confident about Altuve in left field and how that's going to work out either. But you know, he made the comment of like the Astros. He knows the Astros aren't confident in Jose Altuve's ability to play second base at this age, and it's trending in a bad. You know, obviously I'm paraphrasing here, but there's stats that back it up, and you start adding that into the equation. You go, okay, well, I mean, are they just trying to find the best way to keep his bat in the lineup at this point in time? What's really going on here? So, it looks like it's real. I still just can't wrap my head around it. And I'll tell you this, Ron, I am, it gives me one more reason to want to go to the ballpark early in the season to see it happen.
Oh, I'm definitely intrigued.
There ain't no doubt about it.
I don't know how I'm surprised that it is actually happening, but I am intrigued to see it. Hey, they said he was catching fly balls. He's feeling good, right? And as Will said, the thought ain't is, hey, can he go out there and look like he can catch fly balls? Yes, he is a Hall of Fame major league. Yeah. Baseball player. It is like, is that going to be the best thing for the team? Like, as he said, Jose said himself, reading the ball off certain angles that he's not used to. You take one bad step and you are in, you know, you're too late.
Yeah.
Easy fly balls, easy normal outs aren't outs because you just don't have the experience there.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.